Army reaches out to retirees for volunteers in the coronavirus fight. By Christina Wong on March 25, 2020. The Army is reaching out to its retired community for volunteers in the fight against coronavirus, particularly those with medical experience, according to an email sent to retirees and obtained by Breitbart News. The Army has begun deploying medical units and field hospitals to New York and Washington, and will likely send more that will require more staff. While military leaders say they have enough medical staff and resources to take care of their own force, they have indicated that medical staffing is a limiting factor when providing additional resources to support the civilian population. The email reads, "The U.S. Army is reaching out to gauge the interest of our retired officers, non-commissioned officers and soldiers who would be willing to assist with the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic response effort should their skills and expertise be required. These extraordinary challenges require equally extraordinary solutions, and that's why we're turning to you, trusted professionals capable of operating under constantly changing conditions. When the nation called, you answered, and now, that call may come again. If interested and you remain qualified to serve in any of the following healthcare specialties: 60F, critical care officer; 60N, anesthesiologist; 66F, nurse anesthetist; 66S, critical care nurse; 66P, nurse practitioner; 66T, ER nurse; 68 volts, respiratory specialist; 68 watts, medic. We need to hear from you stat. If you are working in a civilian hospital or medical facility, please let us know. We do not want to detract from the current care and treatment you are providing to the nation. While this is targeted at medical specialties, if you are interested in rejoining the team and were in a different specialty, let us know your interest." The note was signed by Army Lieutenant General Thomas C. Siemens, Deputy Chief of Staff for Manpower. Army Chief of Staff General James McConville on Thursday during a press conference confirmed the Army sent the email. "This is a voluntary opportunity for our medical soldiers for life to return to the fight if they so choose, especially if they are not currently assisting their local community," he said. "So far, the initial responses have been very, very positive," he added. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.